Hello, I'm Trevor Dan in Leeds this week for the inaugural ARIAs, the Audio and Radio Industry Awards.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, innovative solutions for creative radio people.
You'll find clips from the event and interviews with the winners at radiotoday.co.uk. There's also a complete list there of the victorious entries, including golds for Radio 2, National Station of the Year, for Audio Boom as Best Digital Audio Service, and Sound Digital, who took home the Special Radio Academy Award. But I thought the big winner on the night was the event itself. Gone was the formal dining and the raucous revelry of the unlamented Sony Awards. This was a very modern arena show. It was briskly presented by Sarah Cox. We heard clips from all the winning entries. There were short musical interludes from Gregory Porter, Kaiser Chiefs and Rick Astley. And it was all over within a couple of hours.
Well, phew, we're still recovering, aren't we, from Rick Astley, from the Kaiser Chiefs, and a few awards in between. I've got Rhys Hughes here, who's head of programmes at Radio 1. I've got Steve Parkinson, who won some awards tonight, head of national brands at Bauer.
Yes.
OK, let's start with how did it compare to the Sonys?
Even though I'm working with the Radio Academy, I didn't know quite what to expect because I haven't been connected to the awards. And I thought it went fantastically. I thought, you know, completely different, not eating your warm chicken in the, you know, whichever hotel. I just thought it was great to have a show where people were dancing to Rick Astley and celebrating, you know, awards at a pretty fast pace. I thought it was a great first inaugural event.
Bruce?
I echo everything that's been said there, I think. It was so different from the Sonys that it really worked,
and it's a lot less booing.
There was a lot. I don't think people were as drunk because people start on the. I remember with the Sonys, people would start drinking at kind of 6 o'clock, and there were still awards going on, you know, an hour from now. So people, you know, by sort of 10:45, people are hammered. So yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought it was fast-paced. I think it's a real shame that a certain radio group aren't here.
Following Glexit, as I believe it's known.
Glexit, that's brilliant. Yes, Glexit. Yeah, I thought that's a real shame.
Somebody tweeted saying, Steve, that they thought that even though the event was different, the awards weren't, that there was a slight whiff of the usual suspects.
I think for year one, it was trying to encapsulate the best of radio and audio and then reset into year two. So I think from local to national stations, from speech to music, I thought the mix was quite good for the first year. I think what we'll learn for next year is, from what I hear, I know there were two or three categories that had hundreds of entries. So maybe next year the learn will be, actually, let's create more categories to celebrate some of that great creativity. So I think that there'll be more of that next year.
How important is it for you and your staff, Rhys, that you get nominated and that hopefully you win one or two?
Oh, it's hugely important. You know, the amount of work that goes into that. I think everyone's entry, you know, I mean, I've judged on myself in the past and you can tell the amount of work that people put in. But for us, you know, I'm so pleased for the recognition Mr. Jam got tonight because, you know, he's been at the forefront of specialist music for 10 years. And so he is over the moon, so I'm absolutely delighted for him. And particularly with him moving into Animax 7 p.m. slot on Radio 1 next year. And Greg, for us, was great. I'm obviously bitterly disappointed that One Extra only got silver in Station of the Year. I thought this was going to be
But you're holding it back.
I'm holding it back.
But it's true what Rhys says, isn't it, Steve? When you see the people on the stage who've actually won and you see what it means to them, like your guys from Hallam, that's when these awards really come into their own.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think Bauer won, you know, 5 tonight, a collection of bronze and silver, first time Heat's ever won an award. And I think, you know, sitting next to Emily Siegel, that won her first awards. It's her first awards event that she's ever been to. And you just have to remember sometimes, we're all a bit old and we've done this a lot of times, but seeing the new blood come through, that's what makes this new sort of sense of life in these awards. That's when it really hits home that we're onto a winner.
And I think for me as well, having podcasts in there was hugely crucial because I remember in the BBC probably 6-7 years ago, we were all scratching our chins going, podcasts, are they over? Have they ever really started? And they've just exploded in the last 6 years. I think, you know, you can pinpoint some of it actually to NPR and Serial. You know, that's the kind of, you know, who'd have thought it would be NPR that, you know, sort of rescue podcasts? That, I think, is fascinating. I think that area is going to expand, definitely.
That was one of the things I was going to ask you about, was the categories. I mean, it's very easy to say, well, we need a category for this and a category for that, and then you end up with that Sony nightmare of having 40 awards.
Yeah.
Did you feel that one or two things weren't here, like, you know, documentaries and features?
Again, as I said earlier, I think it's year one, so I think the important thing was to have a feeling of a new event. I mean, again, you know, to have national speech, perhaps there's another category in speech, whichever direction that would go. I think because it's radio and audio, I think maybe we do need to think about, okay, what other directions could we be celebrating? But again, for year one, I didn't miss anything. I was still dancing to Rick Astley.
Is there any value, Steve, in thinking about making the Arias and the Arkivas come together?
Controversial.
Controversial. I'm not sure.
What I'm here for.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the plans are for the Arkivas, but I think the more that the industry can come together overall to, you know, collaborate as the Sound Digital guys won, I think that's the important thing for the industry. Right now, when there's so much other competition and distraction by, you know, non-radio, non-audio, I think the more that we can be seen to be celebrating radio and audio together, then that's great. So the more we can do together, no bad thing.
Because it was good to see a whole load of students here, not just from Leeds Beckett, but from Salford and Lincoln, I think, all sorts of other places. From their point of view, they don't care whether it's Global or Bauer or the BBC. They just think of it as radio. And that's...
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I mean, you know, it would be interesting, wouldn't it, if the Arkivas and the Arias came together. I don't know if that would ever happen, though, really. But I'll tell you something off mic when you turn that off, Trevor, as well.
You're always like that. One final thing, then. Highlight for you tonight, Steve.
Well, it was great to see people up and dancing to Rick Astley, but... the Radio Foil Award was great. I thought that was a pretty special moment just to hear what they had to say about that category.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I think that was. I mean, the opening of it, a couple of the awards were for some really kind of quite harrowing content, and you know, audio still has that ability, doesn't it? To really, really kind of, you know, hit the emotional.
And it was good
stuff.
That we heard some.
Yeah, that was good.
In the last Sony Awards, we never heard any.
No, you didn't. So that was good. I've got to say as well, I thought Sarah Cox did a fantastic job.
She really did. It was fast-paced, it was fun. I think it absolutely reset the awards. You know, the clinking of the cutlery and the people too drunk to hear what was said. You know, and as Ree said, there were some harrowing actuality of, you know, you wake up in the morning, you listen to the radio to find out what's happened overnight. And, you know, with some of the terrible things that have happened over the last year, as well as all of the good, actually it's wrong almost to celebrate some of those, but to hear how radio dealt with those things sensitively, from Joe Cox to some of the political stories, I thought that really brought it home to me that we're on to a new way of celebrating and enjoying the most of radio and audio.
Steve Arkinson, Rhys Hughes, thank you. I think it's Prosecco clock.
It certainly is.
One thing, turn it off.
So all credits, all plaudits go to this man, Roger Cutsforth, from the Radio Academy. How was it for you?
It was fantastic. I mean, it's very nervous beforehand, as you can imagine, and I'd wanted to create something that was very different to what had gone before. And I think we pulled that off, and to do it outside of London, in the regions, a new style event, and to have the awards back for the whole industry, I'm delighted.
I just talked to Rhys Hughes and Steve Parkinson. They picked out many highlights, but I'm going to just centre in briefly on why aren't Global here?
I don't know, really.
Actually said we're not coming because, or did they just not?
I don't know. I know you guys will know more than me. I mean, they've been very supportive. I mean, eight of their staff were in the 30 under 30 this year. We had Katie Hopkins and Sheila Fogarty at festival as well, so they've been supportive in that way. They've made their decision. I have to respect that. I think it's a shame. And as an ex-Global person, I think it's a real shame. But that, for me, doesn't detract what has been a great night for the industry.
So, personal highlights for you. Sorry about the squeaky door, by the way.
That's okay. Personal highlights for me, I think...
Let's walk a little bit further away from the squeaky door.
Personal highlights for me, I think, were, I thought Sarah Cox was amazing.
She was good, wasn't she?
Really good. It's And I'm not just saying this, she was who I wanted from the start. I don't think we see enough women presenting industry awards right across the sector. It tends to be men. So to have Sarah and for her to do it so well, it was just great, very pleasing on a personal level. And then to have the Kaiser Chiefs, who are alumni of Leeds Beckett University, from the city, for them to finish the show for us was amazing. I'm slightly gutted though, Trevor, because a man of my vintage, I wanted to see Rick Astley, but I had to be backstage and
you missed him.
I missed it completely. And so I believe people were dancing
it
in the aisles.
It was fantastic. I mean, in terms of live performance, I thought it was actually the highlight of the show.
Really?
Yeah, I really did. He was terrific.
Fantastic. And Gregory Porter, what a voice that man's got. So, great.
And in between the Warner Two Awards for radio, any special thoughts from you about who won and who didn't?
Do you know what? I was delighted on a personal level about Hallam FM winning Best Local Station. A, because it's from the commercial sector where that my background is from, and also from Yorkshire. And the awards were back in Yorkshire, so that was great. BBC Radio 2 taking National Station of the Year, very well deserved. I wasn't involved in the judging process at all and deliberately kept away from all of that.
And it was nice to see one or two smaller stations, wasn't it? Like Radio Foyle and...
Yeah, Radio Leeds and BBC Radio York and all those people shortlisted. Was fantastic. And to have KMFM, part of UKRD, shortlisted as well was just amazing.
So everyone said, we'll see you next year. I know it's a bit soon to ask, but will we see us all here next year?
I hope so. The situation we've got at the minute is Leeds as a host city would love to host it again. The First Direct Arena have told me that they would love to host it again. Mind you, this was all before the show. So the city have been amazing in supporting it, joining in and getting involved and getting their hands dirty. But financially, they have stood up and said, we want these awards and we want it at the arena. So hopefully if all the stars align again, then we'll be back here next year. The feedback I've had is what a great venue, how very different to what's gone before. So we will see. And it's been the best attended radio industry event ever.
Congratulations, Roger. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Broadcast by Onyx. Innovative solutions for creative radio people.
Radio Today News now with Stuart Clarkson.
Yes, hello again, Trevor. And away from the Arias, quite a big week of radio news, not least the return of Tony Blackburn to the BBC. Yes, he'll be back on air in January. He was sacked in February this year over his evidence to the Dame Janet Smith inquiry. Tony's going to take over the Friday night slot, 7 till 8 on Radio 2. Vacated by Desmond Carrington in a few weeks' time. And he's also going to return to BBC local radio. I'm told he'll be on BBC London and Berkshire and possibly back on his Three Counties show as well. Elsewhere, Radio Centre's called for urgent changes to commercial radio licence formats to allow stations to change where content's produced. Radio Centre's latest Action Stations report is out, highlighting all the benefits of commercial radio. Ray Khan is leaving the BBC Asian Network after more than 25 years working on programmes for the digital station and its predecessors. It's part of a number of changes to the schedule at the station. Stephen Nolan has won this year's Nick Clark Award, given for the best broadcast interview of the year. It's for his interview with a British man caught up in the terror attacks in Paris last year. It's the second time Stevens won the award, which is presented in the name of the former Radio 4 presenter Nick Clark. The former Spice Girl Melanie C signed up for a series of programmes on Bauer's digital station Magic Chilled. She's done a week-long takeover of lunchtimes this week on the DAB service. And nominations came out this week for the Student Radio Awards 2016. The Big Best Station Award will be contested between Fly FM, URN, KCL Radio, Smoke Radio, Raw 1251 and Express Radio. And you can see the full list of nominees at radiotoday.co.uk. The awards are being given out on the 3rd of November. And those are this week's big industry stories from Radio Today. I'm Stuart Clarkson.
Your best content, shareable and discoverable on any platform. Oasis from Broadcast Bionics helps you build a closer relationship with your listeners. Welcome to the social studio at bionics.co.uk.
Remembers well.
We
We start this week's Radio Moments looking back to 1968, and Frank Gillard was reflecting on the first year of experimental BBC local radio.
By this time next year, we shall be engaged in the business of evaluating, for the Postmaster General, the success that the stations have had in the period of their operation as experiments. And it's on the strength of the assessment that will be made next year that decisions will be taken whether to go ahead with a great expansion of local radio or whether to curtail the operation, perhaps even to cancel what's happened so far.
The voice of Frank Gillard, the architect of BBC local radio, speaking this week in 1968. Frank was also an accomplished war correspondent, and he died this week in 1998. It's the 35th anniversary this week for this station.
It's Thursday the 15th of October 1981, and your new local radio station is born. Chiltern Radio, serving Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire and Buckinghamshire. We hope that you will get much pleasure and enjoyment from the programmes we have prepared for you.
Chiltern Radio, local news. This is Sim Harris. A 25-year-old Hertfordshire man committed suicide only days after being suspected of forging bank payments of £22,000. Paul Cook reports.
The Beach Boys and I Can Hear Music, the first record ever played right here on Chiltern Radio. Good morning, it's 7 minutes past six. I'm Paul Holmes.
And welcome. I'm Tony Newman. Good morning.
And there is a good morning. You didn't get lost this morning?
No, I didn't, actually. I just down the road.
It's a bit of a grand morning, isn't it, really? All the governors in here. You notice this all.
I think that double act needed just a little bit of fine-tuning, didn't it? Happy birthday, Chiltern. Its 35-year journey was to pass through GWR hands to end up with GCAP and then Global. It's now Heart. This week in 1974 saw the birth of Radio City in Liverpool. Radio critic Gillian Reynolds.
I got a phone call from Terry Smith, who I knew a bit because we'd worked together in television, and I knew a bit about the reputation of his news agency, and I knew how hard he'd worked and how much he'd worked at Radio Merseyside. And he said, I really liked what you wrote. I'm getting together a consortium to apply for the Liverpool franchise. Would you be interested? I said, oh, no. No, no, not my kind of thing at all.
Gillian Reynolds, who famously became City's first PC and the first ever woman programme controller in commercial radio.
It's 2 minutes to six on Monday, October the 21st, 1974. For the very first time, this is 194 Radio City, broadcasting to Merseyside.
Happy birthday, Radio City. Local radio wins when the weather gets bad, if it can stay on air at all. This week, 29 years ago, on LBC, Douglas Cameron battled on.
On the 16th of October, 1987, I found myself having to broadcast from the LBC radio car parked outside our studios in Gough Square. A great storm had swept across the country, felling trees and power lines and causing death and injury. All the power to LBC's headquarters had been cut off, and I had to read the news by candlelight.
Now, coming up, on time, this never fails, the news. It's 9 o'clock. This is Douglas Cameron. At least four people have died after winds gusting at more than 100 miles an hour wrought havoc across southern England. Public transport is ground to a halt.
Look at him. He even hit the network junction by candlelight. Douglas Cameron reflecting on LBC's response to that great storm 29 years ago. But that challenge for Douglas was a minor matter compared to the one which BBC newsreader Bruce Beldridge had to cope with this week in 1940 as a bomb hit Broadcasting House.
Its explosion resulted in several casualties, some of them fatal. I had not been informed of the discovery. A wise decision, I think, since the knowledge would have had, I'm sure, the most disturbing effect on my delivery. The studio where I sat was well below ground, and the only damage it suffered was the dislodgement of some plaster and a quantity of soot which temporarily obscured my script. I've frequently been accused of having made some audible comment at the time, the nature of which has varied in the reporting from the blasphemous to the obscene. I didn't. The voice which was heard was that of the duty officer in the corridor outside who just said, it's all right.
One of the bombings of Broadcasting House this week in 1940. Seven people were killed. This week, 43 years ago, the first commercial music radio station launched.
This is an engineering test transmission being made by the Independent Broadcasting Authority.
You can turn up the world with Capital Radio.
Though
I mean, we were very confident that we that there was a place for the kind of radio that independent radio was going to offer. But I don't think we ever knew, right from the very beginning, of the real crisis which hit us. I mean, we had neither listeners, nor did we have advertisers. I mean, the number of advertisers were half a dozen.
Happy 43rd birthday to Capital. From humble beginnings, our network grew. And even when there was very little else around in London to listen to, I don't think Capital ever topped a 50% listening share. But that's what Island FM in Guernsey has achieved this year. And that station launched this week 24 years ago.
It's exactly 6:30. This is Island FM. Good morning. Across
the island. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the latest news and information and the best in music. 104.7
Island FM. Madonna, she's up early as well this morning. La Isla Bonita, the first tune on Island FM. Wow, the excitement. Wish it wasn't so early, I could get more excited. 26 minutes to 7 o'clock.
Check out the weather with Aladdin's Cave.
Cloudy at first with occasional rain becoming fair with sunny.
Happy birthday to lovely little Island FM. It's now 8 long BBC years since the phone call that was to change compliance processes across the corporation.
Hello, Andrew Sachs. This is Russell Brand. I'm a great appreciator of your work over the decades. You're going to be on my show now, mate. I don't know why you're not answering the phone. It's a bit difficult. I'm here with Jonathan Ross.
Hello, Andrew.
That's Jonathan Ross speaking now. We understand. Anyway, well, I can still do the interview to his answer phone.
Let's do it.
Andrew Sachs, you will be appearing in a documentary, The Bill Made Me Famous, with Martin Kemp, Roger Daltrey, Paul O'Grady, Pauline Quirk.
Yes.
Did the bill really make all those people famous, Andrew Sachs?
I maintain it didn't, Andrew Sachs.
That's Jonathan.
Sachsgate, as broadcast this week in 2008, thanks to Jonathan Ross and Russell Brand, heads rolled. Earlier this year, we lost Ed Stewart, and it was his voice that launched Radio Mercury this week 32 years ago.
It's 8 o'clock on Saturday, the 20th of October, 1984. This, for the very first time, is Radio Mercury. Good morning, and I'm Ed Stewart, welcoming you to the very first transmission of the 48th station in the independent local radio network, Radio Mercury.
Happy birthday, Radio Mercury, and farewell, Stewpot, once again. So, with the launch of KISS 102 in Manchester 22 years ago, later Galaxy, now Capital.
This is the sound of KISS.
Regular stereo transmissions in London beginning 58 years ago.
Well, you need two receivers to hear this broadcast stereophonically. The one on the left should be tuned to Network 3, preferably on VHF, and the right-hand receiver to BBC Television Sound.
Quentin Howard, starting as a temporary engineer at BRMB 40 years ago.
I'll give you £36 a week. You're employed tomorrow till Christmas.
And Saga 105.7 FM, launched in the West Midlands 15 years ago.
We'll be playing melodic popular records from the 40s to the present day.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
This week in history, Radio Moments.
Thank you, David. And by the way, do check out David's podcast, Conversations, a great collection of interviews with radio folks. My thanks this week to the Radio Academy and the ARIAS team, to researcher Hayley Hayes, and of course you for listening. Next time it's Nihal Arthanayake on moving to Manchester and joining Five Live and Buddhism. Join me for that if you can. Cheers.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creating and distributing clever software for radio.